my body to shed in light on the Spectrum Sanctorum. We are looking at only murders in the building, trying to solve the murder of Ben Glenroy. This episode was called Sits Probe, and we are sitting and probing this episode for any clues we may find. Our suspect list grows. Our answers are actually coming together pretty nicely. But we still have to figure out who done it, or was the case already solved? That is the job for me and my buddy Joe Dud to figure it out. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good, and I'm so glad that you're here with me to go through all the clues and figure out who done it. I think that we still don't know exactly who done it, but I think the light is shed on the true murderer. And while you're here, I appreciate you being here, but why not help us out just a little bit by subscribing? And then while you're subscribing, there's that little thumbs up. You see, you just do that. Give us a like. It helps the channel grow, helps you, helps me, helps Brandon, helps us all. And it makes you feel good right here.
Yes, but unfortunately, no matter how much you like or subscribe, it won't solve the murder unless you comment as well and give us some clues and give us some insight.
Absolutely.
But this was an episode. This is an episode with a confession. This was an investigation, a confession, some music, full songs. Not just teasers. Steve Martin's just killing it every episode. I think this might be my favorite season specifically for Steve Martin.
Yeah, I agree.
Just him getting to have all sorts of fun, whether he's in the white room, whether he's singing, it's watching him has been one of like my favorite joys of season three.
Yeah.
The spotlight is also on, as it should always be, on Meryl Streep.
This was a Meryl Streep heavy episode. She did the narration. You got a really deep backstory into her character that took me on a wild ride. I was like, wait, what?
You know, I if I knew who was the person who gave the theory, the original theory that Loretta was Ben's mom, I would give them applause for being so close, but just a little off.
If you
got the big reveal in the very beginning of the episode that Loretta is Dickie's mom.
Yeah.
It's like Dickie still doesn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. He went watching his mom go to jail and doesn't even know that it's his mom. Like, oh,
you know, in the beginning of the and the signs were there, you know, and we had questions of our own, you know, when we saw their relationship blooming as far as like a manager and agent,
right?
You know, I mean, manager and client or agent right. and client. We see this relationship seemingly forming almost immediately out of nowhere. It was very suspicious. So I think a lot of us had questions about it. And maybe some of you were able to figure that out really quickly on your own. But this was the confession for those who didn't see that coming. And I can honestly say I didn't see that coming.
I didn't. Left field, total delight, especially because when Oliver found that book and all that Ben Gilroy stuff was there, I didn't even look at the little clues in the background with Dickie was in every picture. And I was like, oh, how did I miss that? Damn it. There goes my chance for being Batman.
Yeah. It also goes to explain why she would attack, Ben.
Yeah.
Because Ben was, you know, an asshole.
Yeah, that's the best way to say it. Yeah,
you know, so it makes sense why she would attack him, it does not help, you know, if you're looking for like motive, you know, it does not help Loretta's case, but she doesn't try to provide a case because she ends up confessing later on in the episode to the murder. Do we buy that?
No,
Joe is very firm. No, I'm also.
Damn it!
You're pretty sold on Dickie, as is quite a number of people. All of the signs seem to point to Dickie,
right?
Which is really convenient for Oliver.
Yeah. Oh, good. It doesn't affect the show.
Yeah, this is but this episode features almost the entire cast. It's the entire cast of Death Rattle the musical. Not the entire cast of, this show that we're watching, Only Murders, but this is a critical rehearsal where everybody's together. It's not a dress rehearsal, they're not that close to seeing everything put together. But this is kind of their first time hearing everything as one, in the theater with a band, so this was really cool to see from, from our perspective. It was nice seeing it. And you're kind of expecting the show to fail because everything we've seen in Oliver's room. I mean, the show has been failing nonstop. So this rehearsal, this critical rehearsal, this was make or break, and it actually sounded all very nice.
It came together really well, and they even had the brutal, brutal journalist there to like give the show its final kibosh. But you could tell she was grooving with it. So
Yes.
this might be the hit that Oliver was looking for.
Yes, I was very happy to see Maxine back, played by Noma Dumas Dumazweni. She's someone who, like, she's not in the show very often, and when she is there, she is only there for a number of seconds. But I feel like just her facial expression, she steals every moment she gets.
She's very emotive, like emotive.
Yeah, big fan of Maxine.
Yeah.
Maybe she's the murderer.
Random. Thought it would be good. I feel like she was in another murder mystery somewhere, but
More
like,
than likely, but she's
yeah.
been, murdering every scene she's in. So thank you
Yeah,
for killing
that's
it,
true.
Noma.
Well said.
I love you.
There you go.
This was a big one. This was a big one because we're still dealing with the ramifications of the group splitting up. Bloody Mabel podcast all on her own. She was finally confronted about it, and in the meantime, I feel like, again, with the exception of maybe Charles, like everyone's still kind of being put to task for their own feelings. They're reuniting for this investigation, but Oliver is still, of course, putting the play first. If there's anything he's putting before the play, he's putting Loretta maybe before the play. There's a moment where they spend together where they talk about, he says he trusts her. I don't know if this trust is earned, but I think it's just been so long since he's had love, that, it's he's willing to put his trust in her,
And
which
he
is more
means
than I
it.
can say for Charles.
Yeah, Charles is the opposite end of
Yeah.
this. And he admits something big. He tells her he loves her. And then
Yeah.
she's like, I enjoy your company. Give me my book back. You know, like it was.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting that she, they went out on a date and it was a nice date. I believed it. She is an actress. They went on a nice date. They've definitely been intimate in each other's arms. I will say it might be hard to get back into those lovey-dovey feelings if I know that you robbed me.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Wait, this echoes back to last episode. Ah, it's a
Yes.
klepto. Oh, klepto.
He, you know, I didn't even put that together that it begins talking about kleptomania and then he ends up leaving with Loretta's book. But this is, I thought this was really interesting because we're watching, this is the first time I feel like everyone's been so independent and on their own that now that everybody's together in the same room, this is the closest we've come to everybody pulling together clues and people being confronted with situations that they're uncomfortable with. So everything from the team all being there to the entire cast being there to Detective Williams coming back.
Yes, my
And
homie.
with the cops, with the whole, it's like
Yes,
everybody shut it down. Just
shut it down.
yeah.
I love her.
It's very tense and with everybody all in the same spot. But somehow Oliver, just being so resourceful, manages to keep the rehearsal going as the investigation continues. I was happy to see Detective Williams. Big fan of Detective Williams. Round of applause for Detective Williams. Much love to her. Yes.
Woo. I thought I had an applause thing, but I took it off.
You did, but I'll go ahead and applaud on my own. There's a lot of things to applaud in this episode. But Detective Williams is here. She's doing the investigations. They set up a room for her to set up a room with a nice chair, some nice lumbar support to do her investigations. And she's going to talk to everybody. I wish we got a chance to talk to more people, but I think the happiest I was about this investigation is finally got to hear from Bobo again.
Yeah, he's been like absent.
Bobo, a very underutilized member of the
Very
cast.
underutilized.
That
Because I see a lot of myself in Bobo, minus the hair.
is some hair. I'm not even sure that's his.
No, I don't think so. I think that's a wig or extensions, maybe. I don't know. It's nice though. I wish I could rock that.
There's a lot of interactions with members of the cast who haven't had a chance really to interact before. Detective Williams again getting to do the investigation. And all of this is still, we already have the knowledge that Loretta is Dickie's son. That was how like the show opened up, you know. So we're going through with this rehearsal, we're seeing certain things happen. I think Mabel is the one who kind of, actually no, even before Mabel, Oliver, while confessing his love, goes and acknowledges to goes and acknowledges to Loretta that Mabel thinks it's Dickie. And this kind of puts like a clock on the screen almost. Like you're like waiting for things to fall apart because all this is going on, and now Loretta knows who the number one suspect is. With it, that helps lead to Oliver's belief that Loretta didn't do it because Mabel's always right. That's his belief. Mabel's always right, and which goes and leads Loretta to worry and
And
panic.
I'm going to
And
tailspin. She was just like,
she it was hard for her to do her thing. She confronts Mabel about it, wants to help out the investigation, and Mabel's not having any of it. But you talk about the tailspin. We could talk about, let's go and talk about a little bit of her tailspin, okay? Shall we? Shall we?
Let's do it.
So she's trying to throw the investigation away from Dickie. One of the things she says, "What about Bobo?"
That was amazing. I was like, oh shit, Bobo. I forgot about Bobo. And
What
then
do we
here we was.
really know about Bobo?
What do we Nobody knows anything about Bobo.
Which is funny because when he's with the detective, he seems to talk too much about nothing.
He's going in with all this stuff, and you're like, nah.
What else does she say? What about the poisoning, which you're against? You're a big belief of the cookie theory,
It's a cookie conspiracy, yeah.
the cookie conspiracy.
Oh yeah, because they
But think about the
autopsy
poison.
reports.
That's more of a woman's case of murder, don't you
Oh
think?
yeah, they wouldn't really went in on. Yeah, but you said it was a woman, Bobo.
Yeah, it's like, didn't you just say Bobo? So she's trying everything she can to get everybody away from Dickie. Like, it can't be Dickie. He's just a kid. He's a good kid.
He's a
It's like,
50-year-old
isn't
kid.
And she heard it. It's like, yeah, just a good kid. A good 50-year-old kid. Innocent little boy, that 50-year-old. It was very funny watching Loretta try to spin this away from Dickie. You believe it is. You're 100% behind Dickey?
100% behind Dickey now. I mean, I was leaning on Tolbert for a long while, and Tolbert wasn't even in this episode. So I was like, oh, maybe it is Tolbert just because of this like deep misdirection, because they're so focused on Dickey. But like the clinch that he had on that piece of evidence kind of had set two ways with me. And of course, we're talking about the hanky of doom.
The hanky of doom.
The hanky of doom, because it dooms whoever has the hanky, and it doomed the person that had it last, as that person was murdered. the way he was clinching on it could be seen in two lights. It's the very last piece of his brother, but it's also the piece of freedom from torment of his brother, because his brother was a dick, as we had stated earlier. So I can see it either way, and it's like, oh yeah, it's fucking Dickie. So a lot of great revelations there.
Oddly enough, I'm glad you said that, because Dickie kind of says something similar to Loretta. I wonder if after that conversation, Loretta does think Dickie maybe did it. Because that you know, he acknowledged that there was kind of just this bit of peace that it's finally over.
Right.
Which does not help the case for Dickie.
No, not at all.
So it's interesting watching all that, you know, come together the way it is.
Right. A lot of love been shed on Dickie. So
yeah. Detective Williams has no you know, she's good at her job.
She is.
She doesn't really play into the idea. Like, she likes theater.
Mm-hmm.
She's even a little starstruck by Kimber.
Yeah.
But she even says, I'd hate to take your ass to jail.
Yeah, that's such a great
line. I'm still, like, you're going down. Like, everybody, I feel like she relates to me, because to me, everybody could get it. Mm-hmm. Anybody could be the killer. It's like, you can't fool me.
You killed it in Chicago. Was it Chicago that she was in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did Chicago.
You killed it in Chicago. But I ain't going to hesitate to lock your ass up. I was like, oh, yeah, we got the realist back in the building. So that really brought a lot of joy. And I really enjoyed it as they were doing the sits probe. Right. Everybody's on their phone all of a sudden, and like heavily. And you're like, what's going on? Like, why is everybody looking at their phone? And I thought it was going to be some other revelation as to what, I don't know. I thought maybe it was a text message from one of them saying somebody else is going to get killed, or, you know, something wild thing. Right. But in reality, it was, hey, Wild Man from earlier in the season, the super fan, was not the murderer, and he gets released. So I was like, oh. So, you know, there was a theory that, he actually was the killer, but it was an overzealous fan thing, and that's why.
Yes.
So I really enjoyed that theory, but no, that is not the case.
I enjoyed seeing the reactions. Like I said, it was a very tense episode where everybody's like kind of reacting in real time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to everything that's happening around them, because everything's happening so fast. Almost as fast as a Patter song. Round of applause for Steve Martin as Charles Haden Savage doing the Patter song. Everyone was ready for him to fail.
Yeah.
And you know, Oliver's saying, no white fruit. No excuses.
Yeah.
Go out there, you sing the whole thing.
And he did. He did it.
He did, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Martin is just shining this episode. This whole season, I just love Steve Martin.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm sad at the idea that we're not getting any more white rooms, but.
that was amazing. I love that White Room episode.
It's a very it's watching him go ahead and do this, everybody watching in the background, it almost feels like I know it's not, but like it almost felt like it really was everybody's first time hearing him do the song, including like his own castmates. Mm-hmm. Watching you know, Jonathan and Kimber and everybody in the background. He's like, oh man, he's actually doing the song. Yeah. Oh man, he's actually singing. He's killing it. Oh wow. Yeah. This might actually do well.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that was hype. That got me hype. I was like, now I actually want to see the musical. Like, I want Like once the show is over, like
Mm-hmm.
once the second to last episode ends, I want the last episode to be the musical.
Yeah, maybe that's how it is. It's like you get to watch the whole musical at the end. So it's
I
like,
would like to.
I wouldn't mind. I gotta admit, I definitely wouldn't mind.
It would be a nice treat. If it's a, put it out on DVD, make it a DVD extra. I
Oh, that
want to
would
see
be
it.
dope. Yeah, I
I
would
want to
buy
see
it.
Death Rattle.
Razzle dazzle. Death razzle
Yeah.
dazzle.
Death Rattle Dazzle. Yeah, I'm like I was genuinely like enjoying this episode as everything and you could tell that everything was coming together and so much was happening. And I like the way I feel like we don't really get to talk about the technical aspects of putting the show together too much. But watching the split screens as everything was happening at once, you have the detective interrogating, you have Steve Martin singing, you have Mabel investigating, you have Loretta thinking, you have the producers over here, the critic over here. Like, there's so much happening at once, and they made it just flow so seamlessly. Like, I'm like this episode may have been my favorite of the season,
I agree.
even more than the White
Yeah, with White Room than this one for sure.
Room. Let's keep it going though. Let's keep this investigation going.
That's right.
What other clues do we have? I think it really was like Dickie and Loretta focused.
Yeah.
There is a brief moment where Loretta gets where Loretta gets to kind of go powder her nose. She has manages to share some words with producer mom. I always end up forgetting the name Donna DeMille. They have some they have a few words and talking about their sons, their relationship was very the relationship on the really kind of laid into the idea of I think that conversation helped lead to Loretta's decision to take the fall.
And the cop rolling up on Dickie and being like, come with us. And it
Yeah.
could have just been for a Q&A, but she jumped the gun and thought that he was getting arrested because I didn't see any cuffs
Yes.
come out. Or is it just me?
No, I don't think the cuffs came out yet,
No.
but like this was the second time they went to approach him because they already had a conversation beforehand. And so I guess this time, I guess after talking to everybody, and they did speak to everybody, I guess they might have actually been ready to take Dickie in.
Could be.
And she saw it happening. And as she's singing her song, which also is about her job as the nanny, her job looking, watching over, her kids. You could see that she was distracted, but it was very emotional, very passionate until she couldn't do it anymore. And she's like, it was me, I did it, which leads to like this is another kind of like a Damocles sword hanging over us.
Damocles sword. Ooh, fancy. Well said.
Oliver's heart condition. We finally got to see
Oh,
that
that's
pay off,
right.
and not in a good way. We're not happy
No.
about this. But the this is us dealing with the heart attack of Oliver after the I want to say the star, but maybe the second biggest like attraction. Like everyone's talked about how good Loretta was,
Yeah. Even when she was
she
singing,
yeah.
before it all came apart, she was killing it. Her singing was
Yes.
amazing. I was like, oh, Meryl Streep can sing too? Damn it, what can't that woman do?
Yeah, and so when she, when she is like the biggest attraction, I feel like, with respect to other members of Death Rattle Dazzle, you have, I feel like she was supposed to carry the weight now that Ben was gone. It was like, we've lost our star, but we still have an incredible cast. especially this breakout woman playing the nanny.
Right.
So like now it's like the star of his show has just confessed to murder. The woman he loves has just confessed to murder, everything at once. And then it's like, just, oh.
Too much. Come to see you, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
This was a bit much. The next episode is the penultimate episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going, it's really wild because we have someone arrested, someone who's confessed to the murder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how or if the investigators get to investigate, because
he's definitely going to be in the hospital.
Yeah, he's going to be in the hospital. I imagine they'll be with him. If there's any more clues, we have two more episodes to go.
Right.
And I feel like that's not a lot of time. And if they're not investigating, I wonder how the clue will fall into our lap.
Right.
Maybe there's no more clues. Maybe Loretta did it. Maybe Dickie did it. Maybe it's time we look at our suspects, Joe.
Oh, let's Joe. Hop right into it.
Yeah.
All right. So, which of the picklet triplets did it? Who were the crew?
Any of the triplets did it, but maybe someone here.
Yeah.
Maybe someone here did.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we've got these people. We're talking about Loretta right off the bat.
Let's just knock this out. She confessed to the murder. Did she do it, Joe?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
You certain?
100%?
Put money on it?
You're making it difficult, but I'm 80% certain that she didn't do it.
80%. Yeah. I am pretty certain that she didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They've leaned real hard on Loretta, and to be fair, like a lot of times when they give us a suspect, they give us reason to doubt the suspect, or maybe it's this person. Ha! Pull away.
Right.
It wasn't that person. You know, like they did with Joy. You know.
Right.
But Loretta has been consistently creepy the entire show. and so there's a very strong chance that it could be her. I'm not so certain.
What's your level? I mean, I'm at 80%.
You're at 80%. I feel like I have it. And I'm 90% sure.
Wow.
I'm like maybe 90. I can even go higher. I'm like 98% sure it's not her.
18% more certain than I am. Wow. Oh, okay. All right. Our next big clue and suspect, Dickie. Course,
all signs lead to Dickie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still saying no. I don't think it was Iowa. No.
Wow,
which is hard because I was very this whole time I've been leaning on Dickie. I think maybe the hardest, with the exception of Kimber. Kimber was actually my number one suspect, with Dickie as a very strong number two. Where was Dickie for you? Because I feel like Tobert was your number one.
Yeah, Tobert was my dude. Yeah, Tobert was my main.
So where's Dickie for you now?
Dickie was like third.
Where is he for you now?
Dickie's higher. I think Dickie might have done it. All the pent up frustration, all the everything that he came up with, Ben took. He even like changed the R from Robert to B. You know what I mean? You know, that boils up and it explodes at some point, and for some people it becomes murder. So
understandable.
Yeah.
I'm really going to like put my money on someone today. Like someone who I feel very strongly.
Yeah.
Is the killer, because the show has a tendency to fucking pull something out of left field.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it's Dickie.
Wow.
He looks genuinely shocked by too many things.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, like he said, he looked really shocked when his mom, that we found out, but she didn't know, when Loretta came out and said, no, it was me. I killed Ben Glenroy, and Glenroy. And he was like, what? You did? You know, he looked amazed and confused. Like the looks and expressions on his face were, statuesque and unbelievable. So I think,
right,
you know,
I just feel like he'd be more nervous. I feel like if you're if you're being accused of murder, if that's what's happening, you know, of the reactions that he should have if he did it, I don't know. He didn't seem nervous to be investigated.
Right.
The only time we got like a real angry reaction was that one episode when they were auctioning off stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to be the only time he was actually angry. He never seemed happy that Ben was dead. Mm-hmm. He never seemed like someone was after him, that it might, I don't know. I don't get it from him.
Oh, so you feel like he's got a natural like relaxation because he didn't do it. Like,
yeah,
normally killers always have that edge because they feel like the police are coming close and, you know, this could be any moment. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
And also I just feel like the hanky thing was too much. If they did not tell us that he bought the hanky, I'd still be thinking like, but where did that hanky go?
He was all
dicky or something. But once they showed us that he had it, that he was hiding a piece of evidence, I'm like, that's too much. That's my red herring. Herring. And so I just don't buy it.
Blood.
Yeah.
So
yes, it was very red. Very, red.
Very, very red.
Still not literally, because it wasn't a herring.
No.
Definitely red.
Definitely red. No dicky. Okay. Dicky. All right. Dicky. You're saying 0%. I'm saying 50%.
I'm going full zero, not dicky.
Full zero. All right. It's going to be an interesting two last episodes. Bobo.
I'm pretty convinced it might be Bobo.
No, not Bobo. The hair. Wow.
I'm pretty convinced.
All right. So you got to tell me why Bobo.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. I just don't trust him.
I just love that. Like, what do we really know about Bobo?
I don't. You know, we were talking about nerves, the way that he's talking, perhaps part of the reason he talks so much.
Yeah.
It's because he's
nervous.
It's because he's nervous. He's about to get caught.
Maybe.
And we still don't know the secret of, you know, his relationship with Ben. You know, we just know he always tells him no.
Yeah.
I want to know more about their relationship.
We have
two more episodes to find out.
Maybe we get this deep dive into Bobo because, you know, next episode, 30 minutes of Bobo. Yeah.
I need him to be the narrator.
Yeah, he's got to be the narrator. Yeah.
You know what? Like, I don't even care if he's the killer, honestly. I need Bobo to narrate.
Yeah. We need to know what Bobo knows. Because
we don't cast the man named Bobo and not use him.
Yeah. I mean, Bobo is underutilized. All right. Our next suspect, Donna Demio.
Okay. This is actually my real belief that she did it.
Oh, really? I was thinking of Bobo. I was like, oh, crap. Bobo would be so left field.
Donna did it 100%. No going back.
Wow.
Like, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And we can all laugh at me about it. Mm-hmm. Donna did it.
Wow, Donna?
I don't know the hows.
Oh, well, the how we get it. Pushed him.
Yeah, like,
I feel like
we get little, very tiny clues. Mm-hmm. Very, because the investigation's not on her. So, like, the things that we are given are very subtle and they're not real clues. I can't point to a thing that she did and say, this leads to her.
Well,
what I can say
mm-hmm.
is that I felt like her moment in the bathroom with Loretta was as close to a confession as we were going to get.
Interesting.
Saying that, you know, you want to protect your sons, you do everything you can for your son, you know, it's a mother's intuition or mother's protection that's in your nature. I don't think Ben died because he is a target of wrath.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was killed because he has wronged anyone. I think Donna was trying to sabotage the show.
Mm-hmm.
As much as she has put pressure on, oh, come on, Oliver, you know, we're bleeding money, we need to blah, blah, blah. I don't think she wants to shoot. She will spend any amount of money to sabotage the show. And I think it's because she doesn't want her son to succeed. She has him very close. I don't like their romantic relationship.
Very weird. The too much lip kissing.
But even without that, you see that she is very attached to him. And if he has any, if the show succeeds, then there is he might get a sense of independence and maybe blossom and go away from mom.
She's afraid of that. Yeah.
I think she killed Ben.
Wow. Well, I had I can double that theory in there being like a parallels here between the two of them, because we got this whole backstory of Loretta giving up one of her children, that child being Dickie. And I think that, you know, this would make a lot of sense the way you described it, and the way that their relationship's parallel. You know, right. I mean, they don't have that weird kissy thing going on, but like,
right,
she would do anything for her son. And, you know, though she got that closeness that Loretta never got, you know, Loretta still would do anything for her son. And then that made Loretta think, you know, it's probably a good idea for me to say I did it to protect my son.
Yeah.
So I get that. That's dope. It's amazing.
Yeah, that is my, it's funny because when we first started the show and talked about it, we had our list of suspects. We had her on the list because everybody was new and we didn't spend a lot of time with everybody. You know, we like all of the castmates were introduced in that first episode, but the focus was on, you know, Paul Rudd, Meryl Streep, you know, the trio themselves. Not a lot of energy was put onto any of the suspects. So on our first episode, looking at their first episode, we had all of them there, but we haven't really talked about Donna since.
Yeah.
Because there hasn't been a lot of clues or anything to suggest her. Whereas everything's been, it's Loretta or it's Dickie or just really weird ones. Like, you know, is it Harold? Is it Jonathan? You
is
know,
it Tobert?
Joy, you know, was it the ghost?
Was it Howard?
Yeah. So we've had some very strong suggestions, but Donna's kind of always been present, but there hasn't been a lot to like point to anything. So it's hard to say she did this. She was here at this time. She did this thing. She made this comment. This is really the first time where she's actually said anything to suggest that. So anything close to incriminating. This episode is the only one. So my feeling is really just based on one conversation. And so there's a very good chance I'm wrong, but I don't think I am.
Okay. And our final suspect of the week, Kimber.
I still hold out that if I'm wrong, she's my number two.
Oh, geez, you hold on to the end with Kimber.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't suspect her nearly as much as anyone else. But I held Kimber for so long for the same reason that I'm looking at Donna now.
Mm.
Like, because there's not a lot to go on.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know that her product launch failed. We do know that she lost money. I felt like she had motive before that. We had, you know, Dickie's whole background explored. I felt that Kimber had motive, because he didn't, because Ben never actually endorsed her product,
right?
And that but I guess because I felt like that hurt her growth. And so that's why she was my number one for so long. Wow. So now she's knocked down to number two. But I really don't think she did it. Like Donna was so, my feeling for Donna is so strong that Kimber is, I'm not even really thinking about Kimber. But if I'm wrong about Donna, Kimber is my number two.
Number one. Wow. So Kimber, beside the motive of the lack of the endorsement, I don't see any other reason for her to kill Glenn.
I'll give you one.
Ben.
I'll give you one other one.
Yeah.
It's not much of a reason so much as just a reason to suspect. I think Loretta was right in some of her tail spinning with Mabel. This, of course, and I'm sorry, Joe, this kind of goes on the idea that maybe that the cookie conspiracy is wrong.
Oh
But
no.
she says that poison is more of a woman's, murder weapon
Yes.
anyway.
Right.
And I think there's truth to that.
Oh, so you're thinking that them saying the whole bit about poison being it could be that could lead to Kimber.
I think it could
Oh.
lead to
Oh,
Kimber. I
or
think it could lead to Kimber. I think it could lead
Adana.
to Donna.
Yeah.
But I do believe that it's true that if the poison is the factor, even if it's the cookie thing, who put the cookies near him? I think that there's a very strong chance that it was a woman. I think that they gave us all of our like little subtle hints in this episode. Donna's still my number one, and Kimber's my number two.
Amazing. All
I'm
right.
not considering any of the men. I don't think any of the men did it.
Okay. Gotcha. Wow.
Yep.
My mind's blown. Because Donna left field. Because I was like, Donna, she's just really weird with her kid, you know? But once you mentioned Donna and her, and the whole episode was based off of the relationship between mother and son, that really like, oh, you know what? That's interesting. That's interesting. Kimber, the money that was lost without Ben's co-signing, that's a good motive because, if we had, Steve Martin was going to give us a, I mean, I wouldn't kill anybody, but if Steve Martin was going to give us the attaboy or
Yeah.
a boy, I think for sure it would have been John Hoffman if he would have said, yeah, you know what, I'll support your podcast, and then backed out, and we were like,
Yeah.
we never got anywhere,
Yeah.
then yeah, I would have leaned on that too. I would understand. I wouldn't, like I said, I'm not.
No, you just confessed
No,
that you'd be willing to
I'm not
kill
gonna
John
kill no. I
Hoffman.
understand because I'd be very
You'd
like,
kill
oh,
John
you
Hoffman. You
didn't.
said it. We have it
I'm
here.
not touching anybody.
Wrap it
Wrap
up,
it up.
guys.
It's over because the cops are gonna come
Yeah.
into Joe Doe's condo and take him out.
Yeah.
I do have a light thing here that does cop stuff.
Let us know if you think I'm full of shit. Let us know if you have a different suggestion. Let me know if you think I'm right. I like knowing that people think I'm right. It makes me feel good. Builds my confidence, self-esteem. Let me know what clues you may have stumbled upon, things that can help us in our investigation. There's only two episodes left. What is the fate of Oliver Putnam? What is, did Dickie do it? Did Dickie, did Loretta do it?
Was
Sometimes the murderer just says, "I did it," and maybe it is Loretta. I don't know.
wrong
Now's your opportunity to let us know what you think in the comments section. Thank you, as always, for joining us, sticking with us for seven episodes of Only Murders, six episodes of Shedding Light,
Jews, right? Oh.
but seven episodes of Only Murders. Thank you all, and I think, Joe, it's time for us to turn these lights out.
All right.